Parable C3's daf is Bavakama daf Yud Gimel. We're here on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, right at the two dots, right, four lines in. If you remember yesterday, right, we're going back to what we ended off with pretty much. Rabbi Yosef Glili basically said that Kachim Kalim are Mamun Bailim, that Kachim Kalim belong to the owner as opposed to Kachim Kadashim and other types of Hekdesh, right, which belongs to either the Beis HaMikdash, right, or Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Shulchan Gavoa, etc. But Kodesh Kodashim are Kodeshim Kalim are Mamon Bailim, belong to the owner, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit more right now. So the Gemara says Gufa Umala Mal Bashem. Again, as we saw yesterday, the pasuk says the Rabbos Kodeshim Kalim Shehem Mamono. Context there is that if you swear that falsely that you own something, happened with some sort of pikadon, someone gave you something to watch, and it was Kodeshim Kalim. He swears falsely about that item. So the rabos, right, to include kachim kalim, you're going to have to end up paying the chomesh, and you have to give a korban asham. Right? Basically, you're including that into the halachos of swearing falsely about an item that you were watching, because the item is considered to be the mamon bailim, the owner has, you know, ownership of it. Now, Rabbi Yosef Glili had said, again, that's talking about Kachim Kalim. Ben Aze Omer, Ben Aze says, L'Rabos is a Shlamim. That, and Rashi explains over here, that what he's trying to explain what Rabbi Yosef Glili means. When Rabbi Yosef Glili said Kachim Kalim, he really meant a Shlamim. And Rabbi Yosef Ben Dostoy Omer, that Lo Omer Ben Aze Ela B'Bechor Bilvad. And Ben Aze actually meant B'Bechor. So we're obviously going to have to analyze all those opinions. Amar Mars. Mars said that Ben Aze Omer Le'avos is a Shlamim Lemute Mai. When Ben Aze says that Rabbi Yosef Glili is talking about a Shlamim, right, what is that coming to exclude? Right, obviously it's coming to exclude. If he has to be more specific, right, Shlamim is much more specific than the category of Kachim Kalim. So what are we excluding? So the Gemara says Ilem Lemute Bechor. If you tell me you're coming to exclude a Bechor, so that doesn't make sense, right? Hashem Mashlamim Shadunim Smichon Esachem Tunuvas Chazav Shok. Right, Shlamim has all these extra chumras, all these extra halachos that apply. Smicha is leaning your full body weight on the animal, and Esachem different wine libations. And Tunuvas Chazav Shok, you have to wave some of the animal, the parts of the animal that you're going to eat. So Amarta Mamon Bailimu, and you're going to say that is, which has all these extra halachos and chumros, that belongs to the Bailim. So Bechor Me Baya, so Bechor, which doesn't have any of these things, certainly, you don't even have to tell me, right? It must be Mamon Bailim. Rashi just points out we're talking about Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, right? Because you're not going to bring it as a korban, right? If you bring it as a korban, you might have some of those involved. Okay. So Ella Rabbi Yochanan, the Mutei Meiser. So it must be Ella Omar Rabbi Yochanan, sorry. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's coming to exclude the case of Meiser. Now, this is not the Meiser that you're probably thinking of. Meiser, whenever you hear the word Meiser, either you think 10% of money that you have to give, or maybe you think like Truman Meiser, right, from the fields. This is, Rashi even has the Girsa of Meiser Behema, right? This is talking about every 10th animal, right, that becomes is Meiser Behema. It's a Shlamim, right? But that's already, if you look at Rashi, right, it's a little bit different, right? He says, if you look at Lo Have Mechayim Mamon Bailim Kishlamim, right, a Shlamim is Mamon Bailim, but we're excluding Meiser Behema, which is not. Kedetanya Brzalan Abraisa, but Bechor Namar Lo Sivta Venimkar Tam Chai, right? We said that, again, we had this yesterday, right, that a Bechor, by Bechor it says Lo Sivta, you can't redeem it, meaning the Venimkar Tam Chai, you can sell it if it's Tam, i.e. without a Mum. You can sell if it's still alive. And if it has a mum, you can sell it regardless of whether it's alive or dead, i.e. you can't sell it, right, if it was without a mum and you shechted it as a korban, because, right, again, it's not yours. Right? But meiser, okay, once you bring it as a korban, but meiser behema, but nemar lo yigael, right, ve'enu nimkar, lo chai, v'lo shachar, v'lo tam, v'lo baal, v'lo baal mum, right, it's not going to be sold either way. I mean, amount of shachar, it's not going to be sold, right, regardless. So not going to be sold, because it's not going to be, it's not yours, right? It's not yours to do with. Okay. Ravina, Masnale Asefa. Ravina, right, said, actually, Rabbi Yochanan, did I just get that last part right? Yeah, meaning that since it's Meiser Behema, right, you can't sell it regardless, right? That proves that it's not Mamon Bailim, doesn't belong to you. Fine. Ravina Masnei La Seifa. Ravina said Rabbi Yochanan's statement is actually going on the Seifa, the second part. When we said Abi Yossi Ben Dostoy Omer Lo Omer Ben Azeh Bechor Belvad, right, then when Rabbi Yosef ben Dustai explained Ben Azai as saying that we're talking about a Bechor. So that's Lamute Mai. Now that we say, I mean, what's next coming to exclude? Elam Lamute Shlamim, that's coming to exclude Shlamim. So Bechor actually has a Chumrah that Shlamim doesn't. Right? Ma Bechor she Kadosh Merechem. Right? That Bechor is Kadosh as soon as it's born. Right? Monohu, if you tell me that it belongs to the Bailim, so Shlamim, Mibaila Shlamim, which is not Kadosh Merechem, right? I certainly should be Ma'on Bailim. Right? Theoretically, you could tell me that something is Kadosh for Kadosh Baruch Hu if it has Kedusha as soon as it comes out of the mother's womb. If you tell me even that it belongs to the owner, there's certainly something that doesn't belong to the owner. So therefore, that, on that, Rabbi Yochanan says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan Lamute Meiser." Now we're coming to exclude Meiser. Kedetanya, like we learned in a brisa, but before, and again, as we just said before, same thing. But before, Nemar Lo Zifter Vanim Kartam Chai Ubamum Chai B'Shachut. But Meiser, right? Nemar Lo Yigal, right? Vanim Kart Lo Chai V'Lo Shachut V'Lo Tam Chai V'Lo Bamum. So the problem with saying that, the Gemara just points out, is that, again, when we're saying we're excluding, meaning if you're excluding Meiser, right, that means, seems to imply, you're including Shlomim. Right, so meaning so that then the problem with that is that Habba B'chor Bil Vadkamer. But again, what it was a Lashon, right, according to the second Lashon, right, again, in the Seifa, Abba Yossi Ben Dostai says, B'chor Bil Vad. Right, again, what we said when Ben Azai, going to the first Lashon, we said Ben Azai says we're including a Shlomim. So, okay, so you could say he's excluding, right? You could say, like we said before, right, he's excluding, right, a Meiser, but it would be including Bechor. But here, in the second case, Rabbi Yosef Mestai is saying Bechor Belvat. So, why, how can you tell me he's including, he's excluding Meiser, but that seems to imply he's including Shlomim. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Taka, that is a good question. Rava Amar, right, okay, now, so going back to what we said before, right, if you, Rashi clues us in over here, right, if you look at Me'ila, right, Demasniza, and Lotidok, Mimena, Makajikotah, okay, sorry, yeah, okay, let's just explain. Right, we started this whole conversation here, if you remember. We said in the Mishnah that Nezikin is not shayach, right, to Me'ila. Right, so something that's not shayach to Me'ila. So we said, what do you mean not shayach to Me'ila? That seems to imply, can you have something that's kodesh, that's kachin, but doesn't have shayach to Me'ila? Right, so that's how we kind of started with. So Rava says, Rava explains the Mishnah when we said that nechasim she'ein behem Me'ila is shayach to Nezek, and something that is, right, is not shayach to Nezek, to lechos of damages. So how do you understand that? So Rava says, "Amay nechazim shein b'hem meila, nechazim shein b'hem din meila." Meaning something doesn't have kedusha, right, whatsoever. Right, something that maybe that forget it doesn't have the halacha of meila. Couldn't even have the halacha of meila, which means benefiting from kachim, from hektish. Right, couldn't even have the halachas of meila involved. My nihu, and what is that? The hedyot, right? So it simply belong private property, something that belongs to a random Jew, right? Private property. So Gemara says the problem with that is I've listened to the hedyot. So if what's such a random way, right? Such a roundabout way to say that we're talking about items that have been damaged that belong to a private person. Why don't you just say that? So the Gemara says, Kasha, that's a good question. I'm Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Shlomo Shaziku, Gova mi Bisaram, Veino Gova mi Murehim. That fascinating, Rabbi Abba says, right, that if Shlomim damages, right, now we're turning it around a little bit, now the Hekdesh is doing the damaging, right, the Shlomim that damages, right, is the person will collect from the meat of the animal and not from the Emurim, right, not from the fats, right, that are burned on the Mizbeach. So that's a little bit strange, right? That's meaning that Chora, you're telling me that again. When we're saying basically, what does that mean exactly? What's the nafkah mean? So just to explain, and this Rashi does this, and what does this for us? That if for whatever reason, let's say the meat is worth 200 zuz, right? The whole shor is worth 200. Right, and the meat is 150, and the fats are 50. Right, got 150 and 50, and the whole shor is worth 200. So if the shor damages, let's say it's a shor tam, so you're going to have, right, you're going to pay chatzi nezek. You're going to pay 100. But right, what we're saying over here is that you only collect from the meat, i.e., you only collect half of the meat. Right, i.e., you only end up getting 75. Right, you're not going to get the extra 25. From the half of the fats, because that's, you know, because the fats go on the mizbeach, and it's only the meat, right, that the person is going to get, from a korban shlamim. So that's how we're going to judge the chatzi nezek. We're going to judge it half of the meat and not half of the entire value, right, of the shor. Skamar says, aliba de, is that what we're up to? Yeah, just going back in the Gemara. 1 second. Right. No, it's not. We're up to pshita. Right. So the Gemara says pshita. Well, that's obvious. Emurim legavoa salki. Right. So the Gemara says enachami. Sorry. Okay. So, yeah. So I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. But all right. But either way, that's what we're talking about over here. The Gemara says first pshita. It's obvious. Emurim legavoa salki. But you put the fat on the zbeach. They don't belong to the owner. So it's lo tricha legova mibisarim keneged emurim. Right. So just like we explained. Right. You're connecting. Right. In the case where it's 200 and 150 and 50. Right. The whole math that we just did. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says aliba deman. Now who are we going to according to like? Now what does that mean? So Gemara here is referencing a Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel. There the case is where one guy's shore knocks another guy's shore into a bore, into a pit. So how do you cheshbon out? And then the shore dies. So how do you cheshbon out? Right. Who is chayiv? So just to do the easy one, one second, hold on. Which we explain first? Fine. Either way, so let's do the chachamim. The chachamim basically say that if the shore, the owner of the boar is not going to pay anything, right? The owner of the boar is not going to pay bechlal, right? The guy, the shore is the one. The guy, owner of the shore is the one who's going to pay for the damages. Rabbi Nasan, though, right, is going to hold that there's a split. Either you would split the owner of the shore and the owner of the boar, right, split the payments, split the nezek. If the shore was a shore muad, right, so the owner of the shore pays half and the owner of the boar pays half. If it's a shore tam, so then the owner of the shore pays a quarter, i.e. half of what he should have paid, which is chatzi nezek, and the owner of the boar is going to pay the rest of it, the other 75%. Okay, so now let's bring that back over here. So ilei mitaman, who are we holding like? Is it the rabbanan who say it's only the shore, the owner of the shore who damages, and the owner of the boar is not going to pay anything, or is it Rabbi Nasan who splits it right to either 50-50 or 25-75? So rabbanan, if we're holding it like the rabbanan. So pshita, right? It's obvious, meaning what's obvious? Meaning the amri ki leka leshlu mehai lo leshlami mehai. Meaning that's obvious because what does the chachamim say, right? If you're not going to be able to get money from the boar, meaning you're not going to be allowed to get money again, because theoretically, what's happening over here? You have two people who are quote unquote right owe you money, but he's saying the chachamim hold that you don't take any money from the guy who owns the boar. So obviously, you're not going to count. Right, again, applying that over here, you have two possibilities of where you could collect from. Right, you have a shore that has fats and meat on it. If you're not able to collect from the fats, right, obviously you're not going to be able to collect that portion from the meat. Meaning, we're not going to, you know, cheshbon out, right, have the guy who owns the meat or the meat of the animal cover what's missing, right, because you're not getting paid right from the boar. So now, but according to Rabbi Nasan, it says you can kind of like split the payments right from both of them. Ha'amar ki leka leshlume leishtalume. Rabbi Nasan says, right, when you can't get money from one, i.e., because the shore, let's say the owner of the shore, the shore tam, right, he's only going to pay you chatzi nezek, right? Then you go turn to the owner of the boar, right, and you pay the rest of it, right? So lechora he would say that you should, right, be able to collect from the fats. Meaning, right, according to the Rachachamim, right, for sure, it's obvious. You don't even need to tell me that you can't go to the fats. And collect what the difference between, you know, the meat and what he really should have gotten, right? The 75 to 100, right? The 25 that he should have gotten. According to Rabbi Nasan, right? It's only where meaning he says that you are allowed. Meaning he says that you are allowed. Meaning Rabbi Nasan doesn't agree with the halacha above. Meaning he said that anytime you're missing payment from one guy, right? So then you can go to the other guy and get the rest of the money. So here he disagrees and he says you should be able to collect the extra 25 from the fats. So Gemara says, right? So you could say either way. Right? Ibai seima Rabbi Nasan, ibai seima Rabbanan. You can hold like either one of them. Ibai seima Rabbanan. If you could say, hold like the Rabbanan, right, Hanimili betray Gufe. The Rabbanan say you only collect from one guy who damaged you, right? That's if there are two different people, right? There's one guy who owns a shore, one guy owns a boar, right? So you're only going to get money from the shore, right? You're not going to, the guy who owns the boar is not going to cover the difference, right? If for whatever reason you're losing out over there. Aval b'chai Gufa, but if there's one, it means one body, but if it's like a shore, a single shore that, the damage. Mazi Alamarle, he could say that Mikol Hecha de Beina Mishtalme, right? I'm gonna collect from wherever I'm able to collect from, meaning it's the entire shore, right? I can collect from whatever part of the shore that I want. So Rabbi Abba had to tell me that we don't hold like that. Right? So that Ibai same Rabbi Nelson, or you could tell me that we're holding like you can hold Rabbi Abba holds like Rabbi Nelson, right? And Hasam only over there. In the case Rabbi Nelson says you can collect from both of them, who the Amarle Bala Shore Labal Habor, because the guy who owns the shore can tell the guy who owns the pit, right? Ana Torah Bibircha Ishtachach, right? It was you, the pit killed him, right? It was in your pit, so you're a chayiv, right? My the less like leshlume mehayich mishlume mehach, right? Whatever you can't get from me, right? So the guy, meaning the guy who has the damaged shore, can say whatever I was supposed to get from you, I'm going to go collect from you. Abahakub over here, me matzi amar baser azik emurim lo azik. You can't say, right, that one of them did the damage and the other one didn't do the damage. Meaning you can't say it's the meat's fault and not the emurim's fault, or the emurim's fault and not the meat's fault, right? So okay, so lechora you're not going to be able to collect one from the other, right? It's just one entire shore, and you can only collect from whatever you theoretically you can get right from that shore. All right, fine. Amar Rava says top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Toda shezika gova mi b'sara ve'eno gova mi lachma. If a korban toda, an animal is designated right as a korban toda, and then right it damages and goes and damages someone, so you can collect. Meaning the money we evaluate how much you're able to collect from the animal. Let's say it was a short time, right? So you're only going to collect migufo, right? And so when you evaluate from the bisara, from the meat, from the shore itself, but not from the lechem, not from the bread. Again, korban toda comes with 40 loaves, so you're not going to collect from the bread, just from the animals. The Gemara says lechem shita, what do you bread? What do you mean the bread? Bread didn't do any goring over here. The Gemara says sefer shichale. No, we need the sefer. Because nizak ochal basar miskapel maybe lechem. What the chiddush is that the nizak, right, it gets the meat, but the guy who's bringing the korban toda has to bring the bread. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, hanami pshita, what do you mean? That guy's bringing the korban toda, what do you mean? Obviously, he's the one who brings the bread. So the Gemara says, you might have thought, came the lechem echshira dezevachu, right, since the lechem is the one who's machshir the korban, right, once you bring the lechem, then you can be machshir, then you can eat the korban, lemalei atachot basar v'ana eisi lechem. So the guy should, maybe you think, the guy would be like, why should I bring bread so you can eat the meat? So the Kamash Malan, everyone has to tell me, the lechem, chiyuv de bailamu, no, it's part of the whole korban, right? You have to bring that lechem, regardless of whether, right, you care whether the meat is hukshar for eating. Okay, good. Now back to two dots, right back to the Mishnah, a couple of phrases in the Mishnah, right here. Nechasim shehen shal bnei bris. We said that, again, the halachas of nezikin apply to Jews. The Gemara says, lemutei mai, what is that excluding? If you're excluding a mamish agai, katani, lakleman, we're going to say in the Mishnah later, in a couple of weeks we'll do it. Where is it? Daf lamed zayin, okay. So shor shal yisrael shenagach shor shal ovu kachavim pater. Right, so you don't have to tell me that, right? If a Jewish owned shore, gore is a goyish owned shore, right, it's going to be pater. Right, we'll have to see exactly what's going on over there, right, but we know that halacha. So Gemara says, yeah, very odd for the Gemara to do this, but it does say it, and we'll say it again in one moment. Tana v'hadir mefarish, right, we taught the concept, and then later, and that Gemara, we're gonna explain exactly the details. Okay, so we just listed it over here, but we'll really get to it right in a couple of weeks. Okay, nechasam miyuchadim. Again, this is also talks about private property, right? Miyuchad, right? Specifically, you set aside for one person, right? Owned by one person. Lemutei mai, what's that excluding? I'm review the lemutei zeh omer shorcha hizik v'zeh omer shorcha hizik. In the case review, this is in the case where we're not sure who did the goring. Right, there were two shores in the area. One guy says it was your shore. One guy says it was your shore. Right, and so in that case, right, you cannot. We're not going to be able to collect nezikin from, because we don't know unless it's clear which shore did the damage. Aye, that's also about tana the kamana yishnayim rodvin achar echad v'zeh omer shorcha hizik v'zeh omer shorcha hizik shnayim pturim. Right, again, we says beferish. Right, in the Mishnah, is that the same Mishnah? No, a little bit earlier, right? Lamed Hey, okay. Mishnah said again, that exact case. So the Gemara says again, yeah, Tani Vahadir Mefarish, same thing. We give the same answer that we taught it here, but we're going to explain it a little bit further on. Okay, Vaitre. Now, Mestisa Tana, the Brisa says that Prat Leniske Nechosim Leniske Hafker. Meaning that's another interpretation. What does it mean? Nechasam and miyuchadim. That's excluding. Meaning we said originally, now we're excluding in case we don't know which shore does the goring. It's either one shore or the other shore. Now we're saying excluding hefker. The Gemara says that you don't have the halachas of nezikin. You're not going to have to pay in the case where there's hefker. The Gemara says hechi dami. What do you mean? What in the world is the case? Ilim et dinarach torah didan l'torah de hefker. If you tell me that your shore gored a shore that's Hefker, so what does that mean? Man Tavale, right? Who is coming to claim damages? That guy, no, the shore is not owned by anybody. It's a wild shore. El de Navech Torah de Hefker, the Torah de Dan, right? Leza Valese. Like, what do you mean? So if the case is where a Hefker de Geshore gored your shore, so just go take the shore. What do you mean? What do you collect damages? What do you mean? Just go claim the shore for yourself, right? You don't need the damages. You can just take it. Skumar says, yeah, the case is because Shekadam v'zachobo acher, right? The case was where someone else came, right, then and took it. And it was meaning that the shore gored when it was Hefker. Someone else kind of took the shore afterwards, was Zocha, took the shore for himself, and now it's owned, right? So, but when it did damages, right, it was Hefker. So in that case, you can't go to the guy who now owns it and say, give me money, right, for the damages. Ravina Amar, Lemute Negach Vakach Hiktish. Lemute says, what does it mean? Nechazim Yuchadim? Miuchados. Miuchadin. Never mind. Miuchadin. So that's. So he says that lemutin nagach v'achakach hichdish nagach v'achakach v'achakach hifker. That if the shore was after it did the damage, right? If after it gored somebody or something, right? Then it was made hektish, right? Into kadosh, right? Given to the Beis Hamikdash, or it was made hefker, right? And in that case, you're not going to end up collecting from that. So the Gemara says, "Tanami Hachi." Albrecht says as well, "Yes, or Alkain, more than this." That's Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if a shore shel hektish, right, or a hefker the kashor kills somebody, right, it's not going to be stoned. And here Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yes, or Alkain, even more than that." Right, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu nagach v'akach hektish, nagach v'akach hefker, get potter. Right, even if it was gored and then it was mukdash or then it was hefkered, so then it's not even, it's in the potter. It's also potter from stoning, from skila, if it's a shor muad. Right, Shneimer's pasuk says, "V'uad bevala v'hemis ish." Right, I should say misa v'amada b'din shavim ke'echad. Right, all the killing of the shore and the status of the shore and when hamada b'din, when it was brought to Beis Din, that all of that has to be the same. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? You're missing a stage, right? In the what's called in the process." The Gemara din lo ba'inon. What about Gemara din? Well, when they make the psak, they make the decision. Right? I'll show you zakel b'Gemara din with the cleave. Right? When it says you have to stone the shore, that's why obviously this is Gemara din there. So ela ima really enechanami say ima say. That all three of those, right, have to be, right, the same across the board. Okay, weiter. Now we said chutz mirshus hamiuchedes lamazik. Right, again, we said that the damage is chayv and nizikin, except if it's in the rishus of the mazik. Obviously, if my ox goes into Shimon's field and Shimon's ox gores my ox, it happened in Shimon's field, so that's not Shimon's problem, that's my problem, right? I don't get damages for that. Tamalei, right? You could say to him, Torah Chaber Shuzi, my boy, what is your shore doing, right, on my property? Okay, Rosh Hashanah Nizik V'Mazik, and what about, and if it happens on land that was shaykh to both the what's it called, the Nizak and the Mazik? Now, just to clarify, let's just go back for a second. Right, that comes in between two different statements. So one second, let's just flip back to the Mishnah, right, on Tes Amad Aleph, right, if it's just the end of it, right, what do we say? We said, right, all these things, right, v'chol makom chutz, right, when you pay damages v'chol makom, except for reshus miyuchedes lamazik, reshus anizak, v'hamazik. Right, and then we said, so let's just, all right, take it back. Let's do that again. Right, if you're with me on Tesma Bays, I'm sorry, it's late. I'm a little bit all over the place. So we had said that you chayv for damages. Right, look at that Mishnah. Chutz, except, right, it's a little bit up from the Gemara. Mirushus hamiyuchedes lamazik. Right, that's what we just quoted a moment ago. That you're not going to be chayv for nizikin if it happens in the mazik, the damager's property. And then we have this phrase, this ambiguous phrase. Urushus hanizak v'hamazik. And the rishos of both of them, right? If let's say they share ownership in a field, and then we say, and if there's damages, then he has to pay meitav. So when we have this phrase of rishos hanizak v'hamazik, right, in the dually owned property, is that going in the last thing or the next thing? I mean, the last thing we said was that you're going to be potter. Right, because it's, you know, a chutz, we said, except for, right, damage that happens in the property of the damager. Right? Then we had said, right, you are chayav to pay with meitav. So is this phrase, when you have a jointly owned field, going to the last thing we said, and therefore you'd be putter for damages, or is it going to the next thing we said, and therefore you'd be chayav for damages? So I'm Rav Chisda, I'm back, and I'll flip back to your Gemara on base. Take a second and find it. You have to pause the video, pause the recording, that's fine. Rosh Hashanah Ma'azek says the Gemara, I'm Rav Chisda, I'm Rav Imi, Chotzer Ashutvin, chayav ba al shein val rego. And when you have a shutvin, when you have two people owning it, right? Again, the Rishus and Isaac Vamazik, so you're going to be chayiv for Shane for Regal, ve'achikomer, meaning you're going to be chayiv. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Chutz Rishus Hamiyuchadis Tamazik, Redir Potter, in a case where the damage happens in the field owned by the damager, then you're Potter. Rishus and Isaac Vamazik, Kishizik Chavamazik, but if it's jointly owned, then you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's going on the last thing, right? Potter al shein v'aregel. You're going to be potter. And this is what a Mishnah means. Chutz mirushus amiyuchadis lamazik. Right, you're not going to pay for damage if it's in the damager's property. Urishus anizik v'amazik nami potter. And if it happens in a field that's owned by both of them, you're also potter. And then the Mishnah ends off because it's a chazamazik lusuya karen. And the last of it, right, last part of the Mishnah says that when there's damage, then you're going to have to pay. That tells me, right, that if there's karen, that if you're goring, right, so then you're going to be chayiv. And now at this point, right, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah has not yet mentioned Karen. Now, what do you mean the Mishnah has not yet mentioned Karen? That only works if you remember, we had a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, what is Mave talking about? Is Mave Adam or is Mave Shane? So according to Rav, who said Mave is Adam, so then we talked about Shore, the call, right? Shore includes all the categories of Shore. According to Shmuel, right, who said, right, the Mave is Shane, right? So that we then the Shore has said Karen. Shore is referring to Karen. I'm sorry, all the way around. One second. Is that not true? Hold on. How did I say it? Sorry, Shore. Right, my bad. No, Shore. When Shmuel says Mave, okay. When Shmuel says that Mave is Shane, he means Shore is Regel, right? Shore is not Shore is Karen. The Shore is Regel. So this is therefore this all works out because Hanicha the Shmuel. Right, if you tell me that the last part of this Mishnah, right, on Tesma Beis says a Kishehizik Chavamazik, that's referring to Karen, like Rabbi Lazar just said, that works out according to Shmuel because Shmuel says Mave is Shane, Shore is Regel, and this is Karen. And this is now you have the three categories. So that all works out fine. El the Rav, but according to Rav, Damar Tana Shor v'Chomidi the Shor. Again, Rav said that Mave is Adam, and therefore Shor included all three categories of Shor. Right? Chava Mazik l'Shemai. What is that last part of the Mishnah coming to include? Right? When you can't learn like Rabbi Lozer. Okay, that's talking about Karen. It must be talking about the following. What does that mean? Right, the four cases of Shomer. Right, if the animal damages, right, in their rishus, we're going to have to talk about this tomorrow, exactly what that means, but if it did it in their rishus, right, if the animal that they were watching damages in their rishus, so then tam mishalim chazi nezek, right, again, a short time pays half, right, muad mishalim chazi nezek shalim, right, if it's short muad, it pays all of it, right, niver to balayla, but if niver to balayla, but if for whatever reason there was some sort of onus, and the wall fell down, or was broke open, and the animal broke the wall at night, or ganovim came, and they stole it, and they went out, and it damaged, so then in that case, it's going to be punter. Okay, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that last thing we just mentioned. We'll do that tomorrow if it's Hashem. And right now, we'll wish you a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this. And we should be zochet to hear a Yisrael Tovos and Yeshua for all of Am Yisrael. Amen. Ken Yerotzen.